Okay, so we want to continue our Chazara, complete our Chazara, and then move on to the next Sugya, which is actually related to the end of the previous Sugya. So I believe we got up to the two dots at the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. Gufa. Rav Shmuel d'omitarvayu kol sheyesh boi mechamesha saminim, anything which has in it the words sheyesh boi, obviously indicate that what? That we're not talking about chameshas minim be'en. Rather, it's the mixture. Yesh boy has in it. Otherwise, you would have said kol shehu mechameshas minim. Whatever is the chameshas minim. So the yesh boy means has in it. Whatever has in it chameshas minim. Nalach is morchim alav poyri minim zaynais ve'itz manami. And we have another statement similar, but a very subtle and important difference. Rav Shmuel, d'amitarvayu kol shehu mechameshes haminim mevorchin alav borim nemezainus. So here we have kol sheyesh boi and kol shehu, whichever has in it, whichever is. Those are the two statements. Says the Gemara, v'tzricha, and we need both of them. De'iash me'inon kol shehu, because if it would have just said statement number two, i.e. whichever is. Whenever you actually have the chameshus minim, you make Borim Nei Mezainus, what would I have said? Hava Amin, I would have said, yeah, that's because Mishum Deisa Ben. Because it's Ben. What does Ben mean in its real?
True form.
Real true form, undiluted state. Aval Aladei Taroivus. But when it's mixed up with something else, in other words, when you get to a Kol Sheyesh Boi situation, look, then maybe you wouldn't make Mezainus. Kamash Malan, says the Gemara, that's why it says Kol Sheyesh Boi. That's why it says not only Kol Shehu, but even Kol Sheyesh Boi. With the obvious question being Besedus, what about the other way around? Why does it say Kol Shehu? Isn't it obvious? If I make Mezainus on a Ta'aroivus, then obviously I make Mezainus when it's just Chameshus meaning plain. Says the Gemara, no. V'iyash min on Kol Sheyesh Boi. And if I would learn, if I'd only have the statement that says kol sheyesh boi, then what? Hava amina, I would say kol sheyesh boi chameshes haminim. With regard to this halacha of ta'aroivus, then it's got to be chameshes minim in, yes. Aval oiriz v'doichen loy, but rice and doichen not. In other words, if you have oirez and doichen as a yesh boy, as a taroivus, then there's no mezainis. That's what I would be medai, because those would be the words. Again, what would it say? Whatever has in it, chameshes mine dogon is mezainis. Ah, but if it has in it oirez the dogon, then not. Then what would I be medaic from there? Why not? Mishum da'alidei taroivus. Only because it's mixed up with something else. Avol Isay Ben. But if you'd have your Oiras and Doichen plain, then what would I have said? Neymar, we could suggest that Afilu Oiras and Doichen Namim Vorchin Alalov Barim and Mezainus. Why would I be Medaik that? If the only statement that I'm being taught is the statement of the Ta'aroivus, so I'd say Ta'aroivus excludes Oiriz V'deichen. But when it's plain, maybe it does not exclude Oiriz V'deichen. Komash Balon, that's why I need to be taught that no. Kol Shehu Mechameshus Haminim. What does Kol Shehu mean? Even when it's be'en and plain. Hudu Mevorachin Olav Borim Neim Zoynes La'afuke, to exclude Oiriz V'deichen Dafilu Ista Be'en Loi Mevorachin Olav Borim Neim Zoynes. So I need two statements which tell me together that Oira is the Deichen, there is no Borim Nei Mezainus, whether as a Ta'aroivus, whether it be plain, Oira is the Deichen, there is never Borim Nei Mezainus, period. Now, says the Gemara, I don't quite understand. Oira is the Deichen, Loim Mevorchinon, Borim Nei Mezainus? Is that really true, that Oira is the Deichen, you don't have a Bracha Borim Nei Mezainus? In other words, you're not considering it the chameshes mine dogon, and therefore it doesn't get the bracha boim in the zainus. But we have a mufurish b'raisa, so it says the opposite. It says v'hotanya heviru lefonov past oiris. If I have rice bread, Upas deichen or deichen bread, mevorich oleo tchilo v'soif k'maase k'deira. I would make a bracha on it both before and after k'maase k'deira. What does k'maase k'deira mean? As some sort of stew mixture. And what is the halacha of maase k'deira? V'gabe maase k'deira. And with regard to maase k'deira, Tanya, we have learned b'tchilo mevorich oleo. In other words, so again, put one and one together. It says that Maisa Kedera is Mazainis. It tells me that rice bread and Deichen bread is Maisa Kedera, but one and one is two. Well, obviously, rice and Deichen do have a Bracha Bermine Mazainis, because he's telling me it's like a Maisa Kedera. Says the Gemara, no. Kemase kedera, v'loy kemase kedera. It is, in one respect, like kemase kedera, and in another, it's not like kemase kedera. Kemase kedera, d'mavarchen alav tchil of a seif. I can compare it to kemase kedera in as much as you make a bracha on it before and after. Remember, we explained, what does that mean? I.e. that there's no hamoitzi and birkas hamozain. And in that respect, it does share common feature with Maisa Kedera, but that's where the comparison ends. Veloike Maisa Kedera, on the other hand, it is not comparable to Maisa Kedera. Di ilu be Maisa Kedera, bitchilo, boire mine mezoinois, ule besoif, brocha achas me ensholish. A Maisa Kedera, you begin with what? Mezoinois, and then alamichyo. The iluhacha b'tchila, baruch alav shakol miyeh b'dvara, yilu b'soif, b'yri, nefoshes, rabbis, v'chistrein. So it's somewhere in the middle. We have different options for before and after. When you have bread, for example, hamoitzi, and berkas hamozni, stage one. Level two, maase kedera is Mezoinos and Alamichya. Level 3 is Shahakoel and Vorin Afoshis.
Even though it's rice bread.
So rice bread. I would have been excused for thinking, now what? If it's bread, what should you give it? Level 1 status. Hamoitzi and Birkas Hamozen. No. Ah, okay, so then it should slip down to level 2. Mezoinos and Mezoinis and Alamichyo. And the answer is that no, I don't. Rather what? It goes to level 3. So therefore, I still remain with what we said before, that what? The Oiris, the Doichin, is not considered to be from a Chameshus Bnei Dagon. Memela, there's no bracha of Mezoinis. I over here, it does give it Maisa Kedera status. That just means that it hasn't got, it's not like bread. But it's actually less than Maisa Kedera. There is no bracha of Mezoinis on it. Rather, it is Shahakel followed by So far, Rav and Shmuel are in good shape. Everything is just fine. Yeah. What are the halachas that are emerging at the moment? Oireis v'deichen are not considered to be part of the Chameshus Minei Dogon. Whether b'ta'aroivas, whether be'en, Maisa Kedera, Chameshus Minei Dogon, Mezoinis, Alamichya. Oireis v'deichen do not fit that bill, and therefore we're going to call them level 3. So we have bread, we have Maisa Kedera, and we have Oireis v'deichen. Bayer nefashos, and preceded by Shakol Mi Abedvar. Now, says the Gemara, we still not finished with our challenges. V'oireis lav maise kederahu. You're telling me that rice is not a maise kederahu. Must remember, deichen is not being challenged for the moment, but Oiras is. Remember, we saw Tosfos, it could be the final analysis. Oiras might get back in, but Doichan doesn't. We'll see. Oiras, Lav Meister Kederahu? Vehotanya. We have learned in a Braisa, Eilu Hein Meister Kedera. The following considered Meister Kedera. Chilke, Targis, Soiles, Zoris, Arson, Ve'oireis. So the whole long list of Meister Kedera and Oireis features very heavily there. Well, that's non-negotiable. It says absolutely clearly that what?
It's Meister Kedera.
The Oireis is Meister Kedera, which means that what brach would you make on it?
Mesonos.
You make Mesonos. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, Homani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi. You're right. I never said that everybody agrees to this. I never said that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri does actually hold that Oiras is Christmas Eve. How do I know? The Tanya, because of a braisa that says, Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, Oireis min dogon hu. It's considered a grain. Yes, it's considered a grain. And if it's considered a grain, what's the halachic ramifications of it that he's discussing with regard to Hilchos Pesach? V'chayovin alchimutzoi koreis v'odom yitzi b'deichei v'osu b'pesach. Double-edged sword. For its chometz version, which chometz version? The chometz version of rice. The bikoreis, that means it's absolute chometz. And the matzah version, your yetzir mitzah, which means it's absolute matzah.
It's just his opinion, though.
Right? Is it's
never
Nuri.
True.
Is that halacha? No.
Okay.
Avol Rabbonon Loi. Okay. That's what the Gemara is saying. But at this stage, the Rabbonon says, not true. Oireis is not considered grain. And the common denominator between chometz and matzah is, you've got to have grain. So according to Rabbanon, if you make a rice matzah and you eat it and stay the night, what's halacha? No, you eat a mitzah. You had a matzah? No, this is not called matzah. The other side of the coin was, if you have chometz of rice, you wouldn't get koris. It's not considered chometz. Chometz is going to be grain-based. There is, by the way, just as an aside, a tremendous lesson from over here. Chometz and Pesach have the same parameters. Chometz and matzah. Whatever is considered chometz is considered matzah. As the Mephoroshim points out, how do you spell chometz? Ches, mem, tzadi. How do you spell matzah? It's also got the mem. It's also got the tzadi. What's the difference in the hey and the ches? The drop of ink?
Masha.
A masha. Yeah, that's the difference between chometz and matzah. If it's 18 minutes, chometz. If it's 17 minutes, mitzvah do'iraisa of matzah. In other words, the difference between mitzvahs and averas, or the yetzer hara, is always referred to as the chometz. The difference between the yetzer and the yetzer tov could be a hair's breadth. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri, oirez, rice, is considered grain. Full out grain. Matzah, chometz, and therefore with regard to our discussion, what with halacha, what brach would you make on it?
Mezonos.
So when we brought a braisa that said before, Elohein, Maisa, Kedera, and Oiras featured on that list, fine, we're going to have to say that. Who's talking there? Rechmadari. But Rabbanon disagree. Says the Gemara, really, is that true? Now we're going to see we're in trouble. Rabbanon loy? What? Rabbanon hold that there is no bracha of Mezonos on... On Oireis, I'm sorry to tell you, there is. How do I know? V'otanya, we've learned in a braisa, koiseis es hachito, if you chew wheat. Mevorech oleo boire priu adomo. Which bracha do you make on wheat? Boire priu adomo. Tochno, if you ground it, offer, you baked it, ubishlo, you cooked it. Bizmansha prusos kayomois, if the initial wheat is still kayom, in other words, as we saw in Rashi and Tosfos, it hasn't disintegrated, it's solid enough, then it retains the status of wheat, but now that you've baked it, it becomes bread. In which case, b'tchila mevarech aleha, amoytzi lechem in aretz. Ula b'soif mevarech aleha, gimel brachis. Im ein ha'prusois kayamois, if the prusois do not still exist, in other words, it's become a very, very soft mixture, we can't really consider it bread, so then b'tchila mevarech aleha what? Fine. Hakoyseis es ha oireis. Now this is the bit that's obviously relevant to us because we're discussing oireis. Mevarech aleha boire pri adam, exactly the same as chita. Tochnoi ofoi ubishloi afal pisha prusois kayomois. Unlike wheat, even though that the prusois are kayomois, b'tchila mevarech olav boirim neim zayinoi, sula b'stoif mevarech olav brocha achas me'en sholosh. In other words, oireis never adopts bread status. Okay, so it doesn't adopt bread status. But what brocha does it have? Mezayinois and lamicha. Now, who's talking over here? Says the Gemara, Mani, who's talking? Ilem Rabbi Yechman, it can't be Rabbi Yechman, because Rabbi Yechman has already told us that oireis is absolute grain, and if you make it into bread,
it becomes
bread. So why does it say you don't make a moitzi? Ilem Rabbi Yechman, if you're going to say that this is authored by Rabbi Yechman, who said, the Amar Oireis min Dogonhu, then I'm sorry to tell you, Hamoitzi lechem min aretz v'shalosh brachos bo'i beruchi. You would be required to make which bracha? And benching. Why? Because he says it's matzah, it's chomet, it's full out Dogon. And yet it doesn't say that. It says the best I can give you is Mezoinus. So it's not Rabbi Yechman Uri. So who's left? El Olav, it's Rabbanon. Oh, it's Rabbanon. And yet, what does it say? Which bracha on the Oireis? Mezoinus. That's what it says. Whether the Prusos are Kayamos or not, you make Mezoinus. So clearly, Oireis does have the same halacha as Maisa Kedera. Not like what Rava Shmuel said. Rava Shmuel said at the top of the page, Chameshes Minim and nothing else. And the whole Amud we were saying, what does that mean, nothing else? Not Oireis, not Deichen. Not Oireis, not Deichen. Fine, we bought a brisa that says, yeah, we said, okay, we'll ask Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. But now we've got another brisa that can't be Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Because we're talking about the bread version, it should be Hamoitzi. So who must it be? If it's not Rabbi Yechman, it can only be Rabbanon. And it says Mezoinus. If that's the case, I'm sorry to tell you, the Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel, Tiyufta. Game, set, and match, as they say. That's it, it's all over. So obviously it's been proven, without any shadow of a doubt, that what? That rice is Mezoinus. Now, remember what we saw in Tosfos last week? We only have a proof for Eris. We don't have a proof for Deichen. It could well be, says Tosfos, Tosfos the Efsha, it could well be that with regard to Deichen, what's the halacha? Maybe that's not Mezoinus. We don't know. We don't have a proof for that. So Rav and Shmuel are disproven. That's true. It's a Tiyufta, but it's only a half Tiyufta. What does that mean? It's a half Tiyufta? Eris. I don't know what the story is with Deichen. So again, let's just sum up. According to the end of this sugya, if I ask you halacha lamaisa, chameshes minei dogon, what's the halacha before and after? Mezoinus and alamechia. If it is oireis before and after, according to the maskana of the Gemara, same thing. Deichen, we don't know. What would be oireis v'deichen according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri? If you make it into bread, or it's out and out dogon, and it would be a hamoitzi, that's a different story. Fine. Okay, now let's continue to the next sugya, because the next sugya, as we're going to see, is very much a continuation of the sugya we just finished. Says the Gemara, Mamar, you told me 5 minutes ago, Hakoy says es hachito mevorech ole hoboire prihu adomo. You told me that if you chew wheat, what's the halacha? I v'hotanya boirim inezeroim. We have another braisa that says you don't make adoma, you make boirim inezeroim. Says the Gemara loy kasha. It's not difficult. Ho Rabbi Yehuda v'ho Rabbanan. Now we didn't discuss Rabbi Yehuda's opinion much, even though we saw it in the very first Mishnah of the Perek. Remember, it says that Rabbi Yehuda introduced us to the bracha of Borei Minei Deshomim. We make one general bracha. Whenever you have vegetables, we don't distinguish between different types of vegetables. Anything that grows from the ground, Borei Pri Adama. Unless it's a tree, Borei Pri. Anything that grows from the ground is Borei Pri Adama. So therefore, chita would be Borei Pri Adama, because it grows from the ground. What's Borei Minei Deshomim in the Mishnah? Desha is not just the generic, it grows from the ground. Desha is like grass or some sort of a growth. So Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that I don't go for this one brocha, one size fits all called Borei Pri Adama. Rather, you've got to look at what exactly it is. If that's the case, says the Gemara, Loi Kashia Ha Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbon on the Tanan, we had a mission that says, Va'al Yerokois. What's halacha? Oimer boir pri adama v'Rabbi Yehuda oimer boir minei d'shoim. Okay, well, what's that got to do with boir minei zroim? The answer is, it's exactly the same. If you follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion to its logical conclusion, then indeed, what conclusion do you arrive at? What bracha do you make on chita? So according to the Rabbanon, it's the general bracha, i.e. boir pri adama. Why? Because it grows to the ground. It's not a vegetable, who cares? But according to Rabbi Yehuda says, I care. I say there's a bracha called Boi Minei B'Deshoim. Oh, really? Well, then for the same price, you probably also hold that there's another bracha called Boi Minei. Says Rashi. Ho, Rabbi Yehuda. Ho, Diktoni Boi Minei Zeroim. That which we have stated, that it says you make which bracha? Boirim in Ezraim. Do you know who's talking? Rabbi Yehuda. Really? Rabbi Yehuda never told us anything about Zeroim. Yeah, but we can adapt his opinion. Tiktoni, because it's been stated, Lekol min umin. For every different type of species, me'en berkosei. What does me'en berkosei mean? You have to have a bracha which suits its own bracha. There's no one size fits all. Because the mafarish, the kamon, the pirikin, as we're going to explain later on in the perek, alibay according to him, comma. Hilkoch, therefore, le yeroka is bayumine deshoim. But lechitim, but wheat, which is the zroim linhu, which is. What's Zroim?
Seeds.
Then what would be the halacha then? Right. Zroim, because they, Rabbi Yehuda says, you've got to consider every item on its own merit. Ulrabbonon. Rabbonon say that what? There's one general bracha. Bein Zroim. Bein Yerokes. Borei Pri Adama. V'loi bo'inon. And we do not require the kol minu min. For every individual min, me'ein berkos. There's something specific tailor-made for it. So therefore, in the same way as Rabbi Yehuda requires on vegetables to say Bo'yiminei Deshoim, therefore in turn he would also require on Chitin to say Bo'yiminei Zroim. So Halacha Lamaita, if I ask you what bracha do you make on Chitin, it's true we said before Bo'yi Pri Hadoma, that's according to the Rabbanon. So presumably that's the way we pass it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you make Bo'yiminei Deshoim on vegetables, you make Bo'yiminei Zroim on chita. So we have a machlekas. Okay. So the Gemara Vayter. So the Gemara Vayter. Omamar. We're coming back to the brayso we mentioned before. Omamar Akoy says es ha'oireis We said before, and I haven't forgotten by the way, there's a long Tosis that we need to see, but we will get to that, not today, but Be'ez Hashem on Tuesday. We have a braisa that says, Omar Mar, HaKoiseis Es HaOireis. If you chew rice, Mevorech Olav Boirei Pri, O Adoma. That's what we said before. Then we said, Tochnoi, Ofoi, Ubishloi. If you ground it, and then baked it, and then cooked it, Afal Pisha Prusois Kayomois, Vitchilo, Mevorech Olav Boirei Minei. Mezoinois. Remember that was the conclusion of the previous sugya, that in fact oireis is like a maisa kedera, and therefore if it's plain you say boirei pri adoma, but if it's baked and cooked then you make a brocha, not a moitzi, but you would make a brocha of mezoinois. That was the conclusion of the previous braisa. You would begin with mezoinois and you would end with alamichyo. Fret the gemara v'hotanya. Surely we have learned in a braisa lebesoif, after eating rice, what's the halacha? V'loi klum. Now what does v'loi klum mean? It doesn't make any sense. What does v'loi klum mean?
Nothing.
There's such thing as no bracha achreina. What does v'loi klum mean, says Rashi immediately. V'loi klum, what's the first word of Rashi, very important word? Klaima. We have the klaima rule. Rashi's answering the obvious question. How can v'loi klum possibly be translated literally? Wait, don't make a brocha? There's such thing as not making a brocha. Says Rashi, you know what it means is klaima ein ta'un mi birkois peirois eretz Yisrael v'loi klum. That's what it means, nothing. It means don't make any mention of the brachas of Eretz Yisrael, because if you say that you make a bracha achas me'ein shalosh, then you make specific reference in Alam Michyo. This is a pri of Eretz Yisrael. So loy klum doesn't mean you make no bracha; it means you make no mention of the fact this comes from Eretz Yisrael. So rather, which bracha do you say? Ela boirei nefoshes rabbis. Rather, you make the bracha boirei nefoshes rabbis kakol midi. Just like anything, the leisei mishuva samin. Whatever's not from the shuva samin. If you eat pomegranate, what's the halacha? Bracha chreina? Alafeiros. The rima is one of the shuva saminim. If you have dates, if you have olives, that's the shuva saminim. So what's the halacha? Bracha chreina? Alamichyo or alafeiros. But rice is not the shiva saminim. So when we say v'loi klum, obviously it doesn't chas v'shalom mean you make no bracha whatsoever. Rather, it means no mention of Eretz Yisrael, and rather you'd say the bracha of Boreh Nechoshes. Either way you have it, we have now a direct contradiction and a clash to what we learned in the original braisa. In the original braisa, it says, what bracha do you make on Oireis bread? You don't make hamoitzi and benching, that's true. Mezoinos and alamichyo. And here we're being taught that maybe you make mezoinos, but afterwards, like, sure. By the way, it's halacha l'maaseh. How do I know that? Because I see next to the words, lebesoif v'loi klum, you see the little zayim? Next to the word lebesoif? That always tells me it's halacha, like we said. I take a zayin, I look in the margin, in the Ein Mishpat, Ner Mitzvah, top left-hand corner, it's the last one, Vav Zayin, says at the end, Tol Shulchan Aruch, Eirachayim, Semen Reish Chesti, Zayin. If you look there, you will see that rice, albeit it's very many Zaynais, but the after bracha is Varenefoshes. Okay, but we're not getting involved for the moment in Halacha L'maaseh. Either way, what does it say in this braisa? It says in this braisa that what's the after bracha? Boreh Nechoshes. And we were told previously that the after bracha is alamichyo. Clash. Says the Gemara, Amar Ashreishas Loikashya, Horabam Gamliel, Vahorabonon. Another machlekas. One is Rabban Gamliel, and one is the Rabbonon. The Tanya, because we have learned in a braisa, ze haklal. This is the rule. Kol shehu mishivas haminim. Whatever is from the shivas haminim, Rabban Gamliel oimer shalosh brachos. What does that mean? Because someone's. According to Rabban Gamliel, phenomenal chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Only because we're not used to it, because we don't pass like this. If you have a rimoin for your suda, then what bracha do you make afterwards? Benching, full blown benching, brikas samos. V'rabbanon, v'chachomim oimrim, bracha achas me'ein sholesh. It's not three, it's one like three. What's the one like three? Meaning ala michya or ala peiris. Now, we haven't finished the story. We haven't finished the teretz. Umaisa b'Rabban Gamliel v'azakenim. There was a story with Rabban Gamliel and the elders shehayu masubin ba'aliyah b'Yericho. They were once sitting in an attic in Yericho. Ve'heviu lifneim kaisavos. What's kaisavos? Dates, right? Says Rashi, kaisavos heim tamarim. These are dates. And this is dvash ha'omur b'shivas haminim. If you look in the shivas haminim pasuk, it doesn't actually say dates. What does it say? Dvash. But it doesn't mean bees honey. It means, that's what Rashi says, shahad dvash, zov. What does zov mean? It flows min ha'tmarim. So if you eat dates, they were eating in the aliyah, ve'viyu l'fonayim kaisavos, va'ochloi, and they ate them. Now here comes the big question. What bracha achrayin are they going to make? So now, according to Rabban Gamliel, what will be the halacha?
Bench.
Full-blown benching. According to the Chachamim, mikalamichu ala peiris. So now again, who was sitting there? It was Rabban Gamliel himself. So he certainly would have maintained that which bracha do you make? So let's see what happens. V'nosan Rabban Gamliel reshus l'rabakiva levarech. And Rabban Gamliel gave rishus, gave permission to Rabbi Akiva levarich to bench. Kofat, he jumped. Ubirich Rabbi Akiva bracha achas me'en shalosh. What does it mean he jumped? In other words, he didn't consult, didn't ask me, he just launched into Alapiris. Now Rabban Gamliel cannot have been happy with that, because what does Rabban Gamliel himself hold? I will mechabed you to bench on our half. I didn't expect you to make a bracha achas me'ein shalosh. I thought you'd make shalosh brachas. Says Rashi, kofatz ubireich la'achareihem. So he made this bracha afterwards. Which one? Bracha achas me'ein shalosh. Omale, Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel said to him, to who? To Rabbi Akiva. Akiva! Ad Mosai, until when? Atomachnis Reishcha Bein Hamachleikas. Well, what's this? Why are you putting your head? Why are you getting involved in the Machleikas? What do you mean by that? In other words, if you make a bracha of bracha achas me'en shalosh, clearly you're taking sides in this argument. And you're saying that what? Rabban Gamliel says one thing, Chachamim says something else, and I'm deciding that who am I going with? The Chachamim, excuse me, but I was the one who asked you to bench. So he answered, Amalei. So Rabbi Akiva responded and he says, Rabbeinu, my Rebbe, Afal pisha ata oimekein. Even though it's true that you maintain that which bracha do you have to make? Brukas amos. V'chaveirecha oimrim kein. And it's true your friends, meaning your peers, also maintain that. But lomad tonu rabenu. But our rebbe, meaning you yourself taught us, yochid v'rabim halacha v'rabim. You once taught us that what? You have the minority opinion, you have the majority opinion, we go with the majority. So why are you getting upset with me? I'm not being machnis roish. Machnis roish would be that I'm deciding on my own accord who the halacha is like. I've decided the halacha is like the chachamim. I didn't decide. I know full well what you hold. But yochid the rabbi malacha grammar. You're as far as, with regards to the rabbanon, you are, you're only minority, you're yochid. Now, we're still in the middle of the question. Remember, or still in the answer, excuse me. Remember, how did we get involved in this story in the first place? The Gemara said that if you have rice, which you make into bread, what's the halacha? What's the after bracha? Bracha achas me'en sholish. And the Gemara said, v'hotanya, I don't understand. We have another bris that says, l'besoif loy klum. Now what? What's the after bracha? Doesn't mean nothing, burn the fashas. To which the Gemara says, you're right, don't try and reconcile it, it's actually a machloikas. Whether the after bracha would be mezonos or be shahakoyin is subject to machloikas between Gamliel and Rabban. Now, as yet, we have not yet seen this machloikas. We've just seen a machloikas between Gamliel and Rabbanon with regard to the bracha achreina on shivas haminim. What on earth has that got to do with the bracha achreina on oiris? So far, nothing. So, machlekes, yochid is terabim, and aloch is terabim, to say that. So, the Gamliel and the Rabbanon that we know are discussing which bracha achreina do you make on dates and any other mishnah samina. Now, let's keep on going. Reb Yehuda Oimer Mishmoi. Reb Yehuda said in his name, whose name? Says Rashi. Shall Rabban Gamliel. We've just been taught until this point that what does Rabban Gamliel hold? That if you have Shivas Aminim, what's the bracha at the end? Shalish bracha is full blown benching. Berkas HaMoshe. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shu Mishivas Aminim. Whatever is from the Shivas Aminim, the Loi Min Dogon, who? But is not a type of grain. Oi Min Dogon. Or it is a type of grain. But Veloy also passed, he didn't make it into bread. It's true, Rabbi Gamliel would say that you bench the Chachomim Oimrim Brocha Achas. What does Brocha Achas mean? Does it mean that? Alamichya. Kol She'enoi, but if it is neither. Loi mishiva saminim veloi min dogon. What happens if it's neither the shiva saminim nor is it the min dogon? Meaning, the first part of the braisa says if it's shiva saminim but not dogon, or if it's dogon and not shiva saminim, then we said according to Rabbi Gamliel three brachas according to Chachamim one. But if it is neither, it is not shiva saminim and it is also not min dogon. Could go in past oireis v'doichem. Then guess what? Rabban Gamliel Oimer Brocha Achas Min Sholoish Rachachomim Oimrim Veloi Klum. That's what we were waiting for. We have a machlokes. Forget the Shiva Saminim. That's not our discussion. What is our discussion is that which is not part of the Shiva Saminim. Even though the Rabban Gamliel says Brocha Achas Min Sholoish, but the Chachomim say, what does Leiklum mean? Bernafoshes. So but let's come back to what we said before. We said that what the Oireis is Mizvaynes and Alamichyo, and yet we had another brace that says the Leiklum mean Bernafoshes. What is it? Is it Alamichyo or is it Bernafoshes? The answer is Machlekes. Kuntram Gamliel Alamichyo, according to the Chachamim, Bernafoshes. Says Rashi. V'loy min dogon. Shemim dogon yesh chiluk. There is a difference. Shem osto pas. If you made it into bread, and everybody agrees, hakol moedim shetzorech la'achar of gimel brachas. If you take the classic dogon, chameshus mili dogon, you make it into bread, then obviously what bracha is there? Of course, it's amoed tziyan berkas amod. That's no discussion.
The question on Dagon in the first line, the first one is because it's a continuation from what we said before. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Koshu shmeshiba samin v'lo min Dagon." Does that refer only to wheat and barley, or is it because it says min Dagon meshiba samin, and those are the only two grains in the seven, or is it referred to the barley?
Rashi sounds like it could be any min Dagon.
Yeah, okay.
Shiva Samina, but it's not dogon at all. The malacha is, or if it's min dogon and you didn't make it into bread, either way, you never got to fully fledged bread. The malacha is, according to Gamliel, shalosh brachos. But the Chachamim say no. Says Rashi, oy, af im min dogon, or even if it would be dogon, bach elo shaloi osto pas. Or if you did not, but you didn't make it into bread. So in both of those cases, meaning either it was not dogon, or it was dogon, but it's not bread. B'shtayim elu, in both of these cases, nechlekur m'gamliel v'chachomim. Okay, you'll excuse me. I have to finish the Kibbutz today. I have to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem on Tuesday. Let's continue the Gemara. And we're going to have a look at this Tosis as well. Lengthy Tosis and the bottom Tosis as well. Be'ez Hashem. Let me just make at least a beginning to a beginning to the next Kasha. It turns out, again, that when we said before, we had a Braisa that said Mazonis. We had another brace that says Bar Nefashos. Okay, one's from Gamliel, and one is the Chacham. Now says the Gemara, B'mai Ukim Turker of Gamliel. You're now fitting it in with Rav Gamliel. Which one? The brace that says you make which bracha? Alamichya. You're telling me it was authored by Rav Gamliel. Because what do the Chachamim hold? Burn of Oshis. Fine. Aim the Sefer. How would you learn the Sefer of that very Braisa? The very Braisa that you would like to suggest is authored by Rabban Gamliel. But it says in the Sefer of that Braisa, aim the Sefer. Duration. Look at the Sefer of Duration. It says, Im Ein Hapusos Kayomois. Betchilom Avarech Aleh Aborim Limezenes. And over the safe, Mavari Cholera, Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish. There was a Reisha and there was a Sefer. Where did it say anything about Im Ein HaPrusos Kayomis? Was it said that with regard to rice? Says that with regard to wheat.
Wheat.
That's what it means, the Sefer of the Reisha.
Wheat.
We were discussing Oiris. Oiris was the Sefer. The Reisha was wheat. If you remember, there were two parts to this braisa. There was A and B, but A had two sections, A1 and A2. Wheat, we said, if the prusais are kayomois, so what's halacha then?
Hamoitzi.
Hamoitzi is fully fledged bread. Because it's chitah. So it'd be hamoitzi,
according
to everybody, with chitah. With chitta, not
chitta, yes.
That was the ratio. So A1 said, if you have wheat, you make it into bread, the prusos are kayamos, it's fully fledged bread, non-negotiable. Hamotzi, benching. A2, this is the safer of the ratio, says if any prusos kayamos, then what is the halacha? Mazonos and alamichya. Then we got to the safer, not the safer of the ratio. We got to part B, which says that rice, we don't distinguish between prusos kayomos, prusos not kayomos. It is always what's halacha. Mazonos and alamichya. We've decided who authored that.
Rabban Gamliel.
Because according to the Rabbanon, if it would come to Oireis, what brachim make at the end? Right. Very nefashious. So if part B is Rabban Gamliel, then part A must also be Rabban Gamliel. But look at part A2. A2 says, now money, who's talking over there? What, Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel, hashta akosavos va'adaisa. If already on dates and porridge, Omar Rabban Gamliel gimel brachos. Im ein hapusos kayomos mivoya. Obviously, I mean, who cares if it was to be honest? I mean, it was made bread and then it became a bit of a crumbled mixture of the food. Why should that be worse? And then Kisovis. Elop Shita, so who must it be? Yahi Kashu the Rabbonon, other Rabbonon. So we're going to get into a huge sira in the Ratshita of the Rabbonon. Okay, here we will leave it. We'll get to the dots later. So you make a cheshbon. I think you're going to have a clear table in front of you. We have the Reisha, part A and part B, or part 1 and part 2, and then we have the Sefer. And then we have to remember the halacha of Daisa, which is what the Gemara is now quoting. Okay, but Be'ez Hashem will continue on. Tuesday, I have all in on the table. That's right.